Track 255.
As far as the precursor of manufacturing skills is concerned, one of the finest examples of this sort of high-level production work done in New Bedford in the pre-industrial era is the bronze bell seen in the far corner of the room. It was made on the waterfront at the foundry of Dyer and Richmond for the New Bedford Cordage Company in 1842. Foundries were vital to making the kinds of heavy-duty hardware necessary to prosecute an industry as demanding as whaling, including tryworks, knees and doors, chain pipes and galley stoves, commonly called the camboose. Efficiency and the modern factory era go hand in hand as hourly wage labor needed to work to the clock, a system that included the punch clock, which remains in place today on many job sites. The large wooden clock face from the Tower of Wamsutta Mills numbers 2 and 3, visible across the neighborhoods in the city's northward expansion, dates from the 1880s, and it was still in use in 1924 when the tower was destroyed by fire. This clock face was the only one of four to survive the fire. These clocks were a constant reminder for labor that their time mattered on the job. As each mill had housing in the immediate vicinity, labor was seldom able to forget life at the mill.